sports talk well done. Just like Matty enjoys his steak. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back. Let's fire up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, bring in our friend, the staff writer and editor of Red Leg Nation. He's Nick Kirby. Nick, welcome back.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All good, man. After that four-game sweep in St. Louis, that hasn't happened since the championship season of 1990. How much good vibe did that give this team?
That was definitely very, very much needed. Just a great weekend of baseball. Every single game, I think the Cardinals had the tiger winning run at the plate in the ninth inning in each of the four games. So just a big series for the Reds to kind of get them right back in the race. And they're right back in the thick of it tonight against the first place Brewers.
A guy that I think's kind of turned a corner here is Jonathan India. Couldn't wait to ask you what you've been seeing from him recently, because obviously as a rookie, it's going to take time for all this stuff to click, but do you feel that it is finally starting to kind of come all together for Jonathan India?
Yeah, he's just been incredible the last couple weeks. And really, I feel like we all should make sure we give some love to Tyler Stevenson, who's been very good as well, played first base for the Reds. Both of those guys have just been really great rookies. India's batting average of balls in play is only .302. So it's not like he's out there getting super lucky or anything. He looks like a big league ball player, which I don't think any of us thought he'd be on the team, back in February. And he's just been a very, very pleasant surprise.
Nick, as fun as that sweep was, and as much as them hanging around is a great deal for all Reds fans, where is your confidence level now and what they're going to do with this bullpen? And outside of Antone, what is your expectation now of them trying to get help for that pen?
Well, I'm very confident in Lucas Sims as well. Mm-hmm. He was money in St. Louis, pitched it in three games, shut the door. So I'm very confident in him as well as Antone. The Reds, they got to add some bullpen help. I mean, this team is fighting. They've had just some incredible performances with Castellanos and Winker. They got to get some bullpen help. And, I don't think it's too crazy to say the Reds are maybe two decent bullpen pieces away from having at least an average bullpen. I think if the Reds get to an average bullpen, I mean, I think they got as good of a chance as anyone to win this division.
I completely agree with you on that. And obviously the big series today with the Brewers starts, if we could get some help from Cleveland with them locking horns with St. Louis, it could be a tighter division here in a few days. What have you learned about Vladimir Gutierrez? Young guy, has made a couple of starts now. I'm in just based off the look alone, man. I love the neck tats and everything. Like, I'm in on this dude. What have you learned about him out there on the bump?
Yeah, I would not want to get in a batter's box against him. he's got a very intimidating presence. He's been great. I don't think Gutierrez, profiles as a guy that's going to be a front end of the rotation guy or anything like that. But he's definitely been an upgrade over Jeff Hoffman. I think he's a nice piece. We'll kind of see what he can do. He's going to have a big start tomorrow against the Brewers. The Brewers are a team that is dominated by pitching. So it should be a lineup that he can have some success against. Anything you get out of Gutierrez this year is a massive plus in my book.
Nick Kirby with us, Red Leg Nation, as we talk about Cincinnati and MLB in general. All right, so I don't know if somebody made a mistake in my fantasy league, but Mike Moustakas was cut. They're looking okay with it now because I don't know when he's coming back, and there's been no information about it. I'm in search of a dude who has that versatility on my fantasy team, and I could get him in at second base. All right, between just the three of us, what's going on? I mean, tell me he's not 20 pounds overweight right now or something. Like, is Moose coming back?
The Reds seem to keep pushing the timeline back on Moustakas. I haven't heard any substantial information on him. Fortunately, the rumor is that Votto's probably back tonight. The Reds haven't announced it yet. So if the Reds have Votto back, you know, at this point with the way Indy is playing, so you can't bench Suarez. And Suarez has actually looked pretty good over the last couple weeks. I mean, it feels weird to say the Reds don't need Mike Moustakas, because I definitely think long-term they do need him. But right now, I don't necessarily think it's as crucial as we would have thought, you know, maybe a couple months ago.
You know what would help ease this would be if Major League Baseball wouldn't have gone back to the stupid pitchers hitting in the NL, man. Like, the universal DH would have helped ease this. Bring a guy back and he could be in the lineup and get him some ABs there. How confident are you right now in Luis Castillo? It seems that he kind of settled in after one start out there against St. Louis. Are you buying that, or do you still have a tremendous amount of question marks based off of what he's shown us all year?
I've always been in on Castillo, to maybe my detriment at times. Again, I think the defense just has let him down so much this year that his numbers aren't as bad as they look. He has a 6.63 ERA. Luis Castillo is not that bad. Even as bad as he's been, he's not that bad. I think he probably deserves, which some stats back it up, probably about a mid-4 ERA, which I think if Luis Castillo had a mid-4 ERA, I think he'd be like, okay, he hasn't been good, but, hey, it's a long season. Castillo looked really good in his last start. His last several starts, the hard hit contact numbers are way down against him. I think we're going to see a big summer from Luis Castillo. And if you do that, I mean, the Reds rotation with Sonny Gray and Wade Miley and the massive step that Tyler Mahle's taken, you look at the rest of the division, you look at the Cubs rotation, you look at the Cardinals rotation, that Reds rotation could really carry them.
All right, you mentioned at the top about the Reds, Brewers, and two very, very hot teams. You rarely hear this in baseball where they're going to try to outscoreboard each other. I mean, you feel like there's something to that in this series, that the Brewers have been one of the best power-hitting teams in baseball over the last 10 games. Certainly the Reds have been more consistent offensively. Do you feel like there's a lot of pride in kind of the beer league softball series here?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. The Reds are catching a massive break again. They are missing Woodruff and Burns. So they're missing the Brewers' top two dogs. The Reds got Castillo and Gray lined up in this series. So it certainly favors the Reds on paper. If the Reds can avoid getting to the bullpen before, you know, the sixth inning, then, you know, you're probably in a good spot, because I think most Reds fans probably feel pretty good about Antone and Sims. So if you can shorten the game, you know, I think you're in a pretty good spot there. Again, you know, just a really fortunate, you know, time to miss those two guys. It's a great opportunity for the Reds. They're four behind the Brewers. The Brewers, by all projection systems, have by far the highest projected probability of winning the NL Central. They're like over 60%. So this is a big series for the Reds.
Yeah. Good stuff with our friend Nick Kirby, staff writer, editor of Red Leg Nation. Thanks, Nick. Enjoy the series. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.